Today is Monday, September 13th. What to know about a newly released document related to the 9/11 attacks, where there's another hurricane watch, and what two major studies found about COVID vaccines, including which one seems to be most effective against the new Delta variant. Plus, we'll explain changes affecting Apple's App Store, a surprise win at the U.S. Open, and what's happening to Americans' credit scores. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. The FBI is declassifying documents related to the 9/11 terror attacks, giving the public the chance to see them for the first time. But it's not the first we've heard of these documents. For years now, people who lost family members on September 11th have been asking to see details from the FBI's investigation into the terror attacks. Specifically, they wanted to know if Saudi Arabia's government had anything to do with planning those attacks. The FBI looked into it, partly because most of the terrorists who hijacked the planes 20 years ago were Saudi nationals. Well, over the weekend, the FBI released the first of what's expected to be several documents about that. It detailed an interview the FBI had with a Saudi man who was applying for American citizenship. That man apparently had contact with other Saudi nationals who investigators say gave significant logistic support to two of the hijackers. Still, this document did not find that senior Saudi government officials collaborated with the hijackers in any way. The Saudi government has also always denied any kind of involvement. This latest document was just released because of President Biden's request. Hundreds of people, including survivors, first responders, and victims' family members, have been urging him to take this action. So stay tuned for more documents to be released in the weeks and months to come. Also, over the weekend, Americans mourned the thousands of people who died in the attacks 20 years ago and honored the first responders who rushed in to save lives. Events happened at all three places where the hijacked planes crashed, and President Biden attended all three. President Biden also released a pre-recorded message from the White House. He spoke about finding light in the darkness and the purpose to repair, renew, and rebuild. Former President Bush, who was in office when the attacks happened, also spoke about some of the good in the aftermath of grief. He said, quote, "I saw millions of people instinctively grab their neighbor's hand and rally to the cause of one another." Then he urged Americans to push aside their political differences to come together once again. There are new hopes that the Iran nuclear talks could start back up again soon. That's because of an agreement over the weekend. Iran will now let the United Nations Atomic Agency get its cameras working again at the country's nuclear sites. The UN's nuclear watchdog group considered that to be the most urgent issue to solve, because without those cameras, the agency says it would be flying blind, unable to make sure Iran is not advancing its nuclear weapons program. That said, there are other issues left to be worked out. The UN still wants Iran to explain why traces of uranium were found at several old undeclared nuclear sites, since that could be used to make a nuclear weapon. And Iran still needs to set a date to resume nuclear talks with other nations. You may remember, back in April of this year, negotiations started between Iran, the U.S., and other world powers to bring back a nuclear deal. The original one, from 2015, unraveled. The Trump administration had backed out, saying at the time the terms of the deal were too lenient on Iran. President Biden is interested in bringing it back. But recent talks were interrupted when Iran elected a new leader in June, and they've been on hold ever since. The U.S. and other world powers still want to keep Iran from building any nuclear weapons, and Iran wants economic sanctions lifted. To be continued. Parts of the Texas coast are now under a hurricane watch. That's because Tropical Storm Nicholas is headed that way, and it could get even stronger before it makes landfall tonight or tomorrow morning. Some Texans have already started seeing rain from this storm, and by the time it's done, it could bring up to 20 inches of rain to some areas and bad flooding. So a flash flood watch is also in effect for at least 8 million people from the U.S.-Mexico border in Texas all the way to southwestern Louisiana. And that includes cities like Houston, Corpus Christi, and Brownsville, Texas, as well as Lake Charles, Louisiana. Rescue teams and resources are already set up in the Houston area and along the Texas Gulf Coast, ready to help. The CDC released a couple of big studies about the COVID-19 vaccines. The first one found people who were not fully vaccinated this spring and summer were over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized from COVID-19, and they were 11 times more likely to die from it than vaccinated people. That study tracked more than 600,000 cases from April through July. A second study compared the available vaccines to each other, and it found the Moderna one was the most effective in preventing hospitalizations now that the Delta variant is the most common in the United States. People who got the Moderna shot stayed out of the hospital 95% of the time. By comparison, the Pfizer vaccine was 80% effective and the Johnson & Johnson one was 60% effective. That said, public health officials are reminding people that all the vaccines give a lot of protection. So they say people should get whatever vaccine is available instead of shopping around and delaying their shots. One more quick update on a virus-related story we've been following. Once again, Florida school districts are not allowed to require students to wear masks in class. An appeals court judge sided with Florida's governor, who has said health decisions should be up to parents and not school administrators. So the state will keep punishing districts that enforce mandates. So far, that's meant withholding money from schools that do have mask rules. The White House, though, has promised to make up those funds, saying mandates are sometimes necessary to keep kids safe. And some school districts there in Florida say their mask rules aren't going anywhere. All right, we have more news coming up, but first, a quick break to thank our sponsor, BetterHelp. Before I started The Newsworthy, I worked for more than a decade in traditional TV news, and I saw a lot of sad stuff in person every day. It's a big part of why I left and started this podcast, not only for myself, but also for others who felt bombarded by too much sad, alarming news. And I realized if we're not careful, any stress that we face in our lives repeatedly can lead to unnecessary anxiety. But thanks to therapy, it doesn't have to. And BetterHelp offers professional counseling that is both convenient and affordable. BetterHelp will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist in a safe and private online environment so you can connect from the comfort of your home. BetterHelp's counselors specialize in a variety of areas, including stress, anxiety, relationships, sleeping, trauma, anger, grief, self-esteem, and more. I want you to start living a happier life today. And as a Newsworthy listener, you'll get 10% off your first month by visiting betterhelp.com/newsworthy. Join more than a million people who have taken charge of their mental health. Again, that's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P, betterhelp.com/newsworthy. Another major organization was hit by a cybersecurity breach. This time it was the United Nations. The UN says the cyber criminals first got into the network back in April. The cybersecurity firm ReSecurity flagged the breach to the UN. It says the hackers collected information that could be used to target dozens of UN accounts, and those include government and humanitarian groups. And hackers were still active on the system as recently as last month. The hackers reportedly got in with a stolen username and password, and Bloomberg News reports it spotted UN credentials for sale on the dark web over the summer. The UN says it's responded to other cyber attacks linked to this big breach, and it's on the lookout for more. A big change is coming to the Apple App Store. A judge ordered Apple to start letting developers include buttons or links in their apps that take people somewhere else to make payments. Before, any transactions, like for app subscriptions, had to be made within the App Store. And Apple took a cut, commission fees up to 30% for each purchase. Well, CNBC reports Apple earns tens of billions of dollars per year from its App Store. And the judge called this practice anti-competitive and has now ordered Apple to change it within 90 days. This case started when Epic Games, which is the maker of the popular game Fortnite, sued Apple over its policy. Apple had kicked Epic off the App Store for directing gamers to its own payment system. Now, even though the judge wants the Apple policy changed moving forward, she said Epic still owes Apple the 30% fee since it did violate its contract with Apple back then. As The Verge reports, Epic now owes Apple more than $3.5 million. Epic is appealing the decision. U.S. Open ended with a major upset. Russian player Daniil Medvedev defeated top-ranked Novak Djokovic in three straight sets. It was Medvedev's first major championship win, and it ended Djokovic's bid to become the first man in 52 years to win all four Grand Slam tournaments in the same year. This means he's still tied with Roger Federer and Rafael Nadal with 20 majors apiece. But even Djokovic said, Medvedev deserved to win that one. On the women's side, 18-year-old Emma Raducanu made history with her victory. Raducanu is the first qualifier ever to win a Grand Slam title. That means she had to play in a pre-qualifying tournament because her world ranking wasn't high enough to guarantee her a spot. She's also the first British woman to win a Grand Slam in more than four decades, and it was the first time since 1999 that two teenagers reached the finals at the U.S. Open. Fashion's biggest night out is back after more than 2 years away. Tonight is the world-famous Met Gala in New York City. The annual event is a fundraiser for the Metropolitan Museum of Art, and it tends to make headlines for the iconic design seen on the red carpet. This year's theme is called In America, A Lexicon of Fashion. As People magazine reports, the theme is meant to celebrate American designers and their commitment to causes like inclusion, diversity, and sustainability. Hosting the Met Gala is the youngest group of co-chairs ever selected. Singer Billie Eilish, poet Amanda Gorman, actor Timothée Chalamet, and tennis star Naomi Osaka. They were all chosen for their influence on the fashion world. Also, in the entertainment world, tons of celebrities got together last night for the 40th anniversary of the MTV VMAs. Some of the network's early stars made appearances, like Madonna, who kicked off the show. But most of the night's big winners were younger stars. Olivia Rodrigo won Best New Artist, as well as Song of the Year for Driver's License. Artist of the Year was Justin Bieber. And the night's biggest award, Video of the Year, went to Lil Nas X for Call Me By Your Name. All three of the night's biggest winners also performed. And that's it for your main news today, but now it's time for Money Monday, when we talk about one interesting money-related news story. But first, a quick break for our sponsor, Ritual. Do you think you're getting all the nutrients you need in your diet? Research shows probably not. That's why I love knowing I'm supporting my health by taking Ritual vitamins every day, which, by the way, have research to back them up. Ritual's Essential for Women 18 Plus multivitamin, for example, was formulated by exhaustive research to help fill nutrient gaps in the diets of women ages 18 plus. And Ritual has a vitamin specifically designed for everyone, women, pregnant women, men, and even kids. I trust Ritual enough that I've been taking their vitamins so long that I've needed three different versions of it. I've taken the women's multivitamin, the prenatal vitamin, and now the postnatal vitamin. I love that I can trust the traceable, non-GMO, vegan-friendly ingredients as well. So whichever Ritual vitamin is right for you, try it. Because Ritual is offering the Newsworthy listeners 10% off your first 3 months. Just visit ritual.com/newsworthy and turn healthy habits into a ritual. That's 10% off at ritual.com/newsworthy. Now back to Money Monday. It looks like Americans are doing a great job improving their credit scores. The credit reporting firm Experian says credit scores in the United States have reached their highest level in more than a decade. The average score is now 695, which is 7 points higher than last year and 13 points higher than 2019. Experian says people in Minnesota have the highest credit scores with an average of 726. Analysts say there are a few reasons for the boost. People are making their payments on time, credit card balances have gone down, and people are generally using less credit. Part of it has to do with the pandemic. People spent less money while they were staying at home, and many of them used the relief payments from the federal government to pay down their debt. A higher credit score can ultimately save Americans a lot of money. Higher scores are rewarded with lower interest rates, for example. Plus, you're more likely to be approved for a car loan or a mortgage with a solid score. All right, thank you so much for listening today. Be sure to subscribe or follow for free in your podcast app to always see our new daily episodes and stay in the know. We'll be back with much more news tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.